And we are joined here by Titans rookie corner Jarvis Brownlee. Jarvis, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. So give us a sense of what the first day of practice was like.
First day, man, it was great. You know, great competition out there, great intensity. And, you know, everybody, I think we all had the same mindset, you know, just come out here, work and get better. And that's, you know, just keep stacking days and progressing every day.
Now, you had an opportunity. We didn't get a chance to see the you guys go up against the Seattle offense. How was that for you? Obviously, you're going against one of the better tandem of wide receivers in Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, and then you throw in Jackson Smith and Jigba. That had to be because you guys go against top-notch receivers every day, whether it be Calvin Ridley, D-Hop, Tyler Boyd, Traylon, those guys. So y'all put in work with those guys. But how was it going against those three?
For me, man, you know, it's still a blessing, you know, just to be out here and to be able to stake those guys. You know, I watched DK and Tyler Lockett on Sundays and watched those guys kill it. So for me to be here as a rookie and being able to get that type of competition and get that work and just learn some knowledge from those guys, you know, it's a dream come true and just a blessing.
Now, your first game as a Tennessee Titan was this past weekend, this preseason game. How did it go for you? I see you made a couple of plays there, but what was the feeling for you stepping out in that stadium for the first time?
It was great, man. Honestly, for me, man, I think I'm still in disbelief. You know, it still ain't hit me yet. So for me, man, you know, I just try to enjoy every moment on the grass. You know, we all know it's not promised. But just being in that Titan Stadium, man, and feeling that love from the Nashville fans, the Titan fans, man, there's nothing better than that. So for me, man, I was just happy just to be out there and just to represent the Titans.
Now, this is a new-look secondary. Obviously, Jarvis, you were not here last year, but they through free agency they added Chigakonko, they added him, then they added LeJarius Sneed, they bring in Adams, and then they go out and get Diggs. How has, more importantly, the two new corners, Owuze and LeJarius Sneed, how have they been a help to you as a rookie?
Man, they've been great, man. Those guys, you know, they vets, so they've been around the game for a long time. And for me, man, you know, I always just try to get the knowledge from those guys, you know, and try to learn different things that can better me and my technique or just learning the game. And those two guys, man, I respect those guys a lot. You know, those was guys that I watched on Sundays as well and watch how talented they were, how great they were. And for me, man, you know, I just gained that knowledge. Sneed and Cheeto, man, they stay on me a lot, you know, just making sure that my eyes in the right place, you know, my technique is all right, or if they see something in my stance or on that play, you know, they're telling me or giving me a heads up. And basically, man, just giving me the game. And I respect those guys, man. You know, Sneed, man, he gets on me a lot. But, you know, I enjoy it. You know, I embrace it because my DB coaches is like that. You know, it's a certain standard they hold me to. And to me, it's for me to hold up to that standard. So I try to come out here every day and just leave it all on the line. And just as long as I'm progressing day by day, then I know I'm making this team better.
We're
talking to Jarvis Brownlee Jr., Titans rookie defensive back. Now, we've heard a lot about Denard Wilson. I mean, the first time he took the podium, the energy and the fight, you know where he comes from, whether it be Baltimore or the Jets. He's always been this sort of upbeat, up-tempo, sort of physical guy when he's talking about his defense. What is he like in the meetings?
Hey, man, that guy, he's full of energy, man. Mm-hmm. But more than anything, he's a straightforward guy. And, man, he's a hard coach a lot. And that's something that I respect about him. You know, a lot of people can't handle that criticism. But for me, being from Miami, Florida, you know, I've been hard coached all my life. And when I came here on my 30 visit, you know, he told me straightforward and he told me how he was going to be on me. And I respected that a lot. So, man, in that meeting room, man, you're going to get it. But you're going to know it's all love. And he just wants you to be better. He just wants you to be great. And, you know, he expects a lot of us. So, man, for me, man, I just appreciate him. You know, the day I know he's going to get on me in the day, you know, I think I left a couple players out there, you know, just with my technique-wise. But for me, man, I look forward to that. You know that just shows, you know, they care. You know, they love the game. They love the game just like I do. So for me, man, I just embrace it.
We know that Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs, they're tone setters. You talked about how Snead has been on you. How have Jamal and Quandre, how's that been building in the dressing room, having them in, and what kind of influence have they had on you?
Man, I think the chemistry is getting there. You know, in our DB room, man, I think we bond a lot. You know, it's not no guys, you know, that's too big-headed or things like that. You know, I think we all on the same page, and just having those guys, you know, they bring a lot of energy to the room as well. And just me being a rookie, you know, man, like I said, man, you know, I'm blessed to be here. So, you know, we all looked up to these guys, you know, watching them on Sundays and things like that. So for me, you know, just to be around them, I just try to ask questions. And as you can see, man, out here, bro, they bring the energy. And, you know, Conjure just got here, but it feel like he's been here. So, man, I love their energy. You know, I love how they come to work. You know, I love the tents they have. And for me, man, I just try to piggyback on that, you know, and just try to follow in their tracks, you know.
One of the things about these joint practices that we always look forward to is, look, tensions are running high, competitive juices are flowing. There's going to be a lot of trash talk. How would you rate the trash talk out there today?
Man, it was a lot of trash talking. You know, I didn't do too much talking. You know, I was going up against a vet. So, for me, man, I was trying to stay on them, you know, just trying to work my technique, you know, making sure my technique right. But it was great to get a compliment from him. You know, he told me, you know, I'm going to be a great player. You know, I'm so patient at the line and he respect the way I work. So the hit up from a vet receiver, man, you know, I appreciate that. And I thank that guy. And I'm looking forward to getting back at it tomorrow.
We were talking about this the past couple of days. DK Metcalf is a physical specimen, one of a kind in terms of his build, his strength, his speed, matching up against him. What is that experience like, actually being right up against him on that line of scrimmage?
Man, I think you just got to come with your A game. You know what that guy bringing to the table. You know he's going to work. You know what he put into this game. So for me, it was, you know, don't take no bullshit and, you know, don't slack. You know, work him as he going to work you. And as you doing it, you know, progress, man. And, you know, he's a great guy. So, you know, I asked him a few things, what he think I should work on when I'm in this certain stance or when he give me this type of release. And he's a good guy. So, man, you know, I think you just got to come with your A game and knowing that it's competition both ways.
So we saw up in New England, Gerard Mayo, the head coach, Jarvis Brownlee Jr. joining us here. I'm Willie and D-Mace. Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, I saw this yesterday because they're practicing with the Eagles. And he would, you know, look, fights are part of these practices. We saw them, the Giants and the Lions got into it last week, a couple weeks ago. Mayo said, if you're a starter and you get in a fight, you're playing in a full preseason game. If you're a backup and you start a fight, you're not playing at all in the preseason game. Did the Titans coaches set ground rules, something like that, to make sure you guys didn't get too motivated to perhaps push and shove out there?
Yeah, I think they got that memo around though. Me, man, you know, no more fights. You know, I can't take no fine right now, man. I need all my funds. But No, we all got the memo, but the biggest thing is, man, it's getting better. You know, just coming out here and getting work against each other, man. You know, we all got the same goal. You know, we all in the NFL. We all chasing our dream. So, for me, man, I think, you know, fighting is, you know, that's bull. I think you just come out here and get to work, man. That's what it matter. Just getting better.
We're talking with Jarvis Brownlee Jr. out of Louisville, the Titans rookie cornerback. Now, Jarvis, listen, the day is over with. You got that day in. I'm sure it was probably a little bit more than what you expected, or, you know, it was probably what you were expecting. But looking at – I want to go back to those receivers. Looking at those receivers – because all three of them are different, mm-hmm. Whether it be Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Tyler Lockett, or DK Metcalf. How do you go about going against each one of those guys? Because they bring something different. So I'm sure in the meeting rooms there's a lot of talk of technique that you may want to use against each one of those wide receivers.
So I'll start with DK. You know, just looking at his frame, you mm-hmm. know, you don't usually see receivers like that's 6'4", 6'5", running 4'2", 4'3". So, man, he's an impossible cat. So for me, you know I just got to be – try to be more physical than him. You know, I know he feel like he got the upper hand on me because he bigger than me, he weight more than me. But more than anything, I think it comes with just eyes with him, you know, and just trusting in my technique. When it comes to Smith, I know he's more shiftier. So with me, I got to play more with my eyes than more than physical because he's a shifty guy. And, you know, I think it just goes off that, just knowing your opponent for real and knowing, you know, what's their top movements or the top things they're good at doing and what's their weak link. So for me, you know, we go watch the film, preseason games and practice film and like that. And more than anything, man, I try to take my same game when I'm playing it to anybody, and that's be physical, you know, get receivers irritated, play with my eyes, get in the help, and play the ball.
Well, that's it. I mean, we don't, other than, listen, there are a lot of things that I'm sure you were expecting as you started camp here. How has it been for you as a rookie to come in here? Now we're, what, 2 weeks in? Is the grind what you expected? Or it hasn't reached that expectation just yet?
You know, at first when I came in, I was kind of, I was like, oh, it ain't how they say it is. Mm-hmm. And then once we got back to training camp, it was how they say it was. So, you know, I had to get myself in shape and get mentally prepared. Mm-hmm. But man, you know, everything just a faster pace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realized everything is just about your eye placement for real. And long as you got your eyes on your keys, and then that should lead you to the right position. But more than that, man, you know, I expected everything that's happening. And for me, man, it's just, you know, this is not new to me. You know, I'm a humble guy, and I've been through a lot. So for me, man, I just try to take every moment, bit of that grass, don't take it for granted, and just try to take advantage because, you know, we know it's not promised. And I know some guys that wish they was here. And just being from where I'm from, Miami, Florida, man, it's hard. So for me, man, you know, I think about that. You know, I think about my why. And I come out here every day, man, and try to put on the show. You know, try to play with that edge, you know, play with that underdog mentality.
Well, I mean, you're doing a good job up until now, up until this point. So continue to go out there and play your brand of football, play physical, play tough, and like you said, play with your eyes and play discipline. So. Yes, you got two great guys to watch, and Cheeto as well as Sneed. So you learn from those guys as a young player, and when your chance comes, you make the best of it.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Jarvis Brownlee, Titans rookie corner, joining us here on Willie and D. Mays. Jarvis, thank you for joining us. Good luck tomorrow, and hope to talk to you soon.
No problem. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, boss.
Yep. Of course. Jarvis Brownlee Jr. joining us here at the desk on Willie and D. Mays.